We're learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara is in the middle of the discussion of the Braisa that we have, the Braisa that says, Kesidur b'chol kach sidur b'shamas divrei Rabbi Akiva, and divrei Rabbi Shmuel, I mean, Kesidur b'chol kach sidur b'shamas divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and Kesidur b'erev Pesach. And the three pshatim in the Braisa, Abaya, Rava, and Rava Bar Ula. Abaya learns that the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel is, when do you bring the Pesach, when do you bring the Tamid on Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos? According to Rabbi Shmuel, Shivu Machsa. According to Rabbi Kiva, Sheshu Machsa. They both agree that since it's Erev Pesach, you have to bring the Tamid as early as possible, and since it's Shabbos, there's no problem in the Dorim and the Davis, and you want to bring it as early as possible, there's no problem in the Dorim and the Davis, and you have a lot of Pesachim afterwards to make, so Mamela, you can do it as early as possible. So Rabbi Kiva says Sheishu Machsa, it's the first time you can bring the Talmud. Rabbi Shmuel says Shevu Machsa, because he holds Musafim Kaidum Mazichin, and Mimela, you can't bring the Talmud till after the Bazichin. The Musaf is B'Sheish, the Bazichin is B'Sheva, and Mimela you do the Karbin B'Shevu Machsa. We spoke about that in the previous year. Rav holds that the Machlekes should be given to Mishmuel is also on when do you bring the Talmud on Erev Pesach Shalis B'Shamis. But Rabbi Shmuel holds Shmeinu Machza, and Rabbi Kiva holds Shevu Machza. Why does Rabbi Shmuel hold Shmeinu Machza so late? So the Gemara says because of Michmer Bisra. Because you can't bring the Pesachim too early, since otherwise the Basar is going to get ruined. So Rabbi Shmuel holds Chashina LeMichmer Bisra. So you have to bring it late. So you bring it as late as you possibly could. You do the Talmud B'Sheishu Machza and the Pesach Gar B'Teishu Machza. And Bekiv is not Chayesh Shemich Mabisra, and Mimela he says to bring the Tamid B'Shevu Machza and the Pesach afterwards. So the Gemara says if he's not Chayesh Shemich Mabisra, why not Chayesh Machza? So according to Rav Avakeh, Bekiv is the one that holds Musafim Kaibim LeMazichin. You do the Musafim B'Sheish, the Mazichin B'Sheva, and the Tamid B'Shevu Machza. That's Abaye and Rav. So in the sugi of Michmer Bisra, why would the basa get ruined? Vas epis, because it's Erev Pesach Shechalis B'Shabbos, you have to do it later, the basa get ruined. So Rashi says, because you can't roast it till the night. Normally you can roast it right away, so the basa won't get ruined. But here you have to wait till the night to roast it, because the Tzlius Pesach is not Derech HaShabbos. So the basa might be Meschamen Mesuyach. But Taisus says a different reason. Taisus says because you can't wash it on Shabbos. In other words, during the week you could wash it. Hadachas Krovav, you could wash the Krovav. But Hadachas Krovav is not Deicha Shabbos, you can't wash it. Zot Tetzlach, why didn't Taisus say like Rashi? Why didn't Taisus say because you won't be able to wash it? Why didn't Taisus say that you won't be able to roast it? So Zot Tetzlach, because Taisus held that anyway you don't roast it till the night. I'll bring you a rye and roast it till the night. Because it says when Erev Pesach comes down an Erev Shabbos, you make it especially early, because you have to roast it also. So when Erev Pesach comes down an Erev Shabbos, then you have to roast it during the day. It sounds like on any other time, when Erev Pesach comes out B'chol, not on Shabbos, not on Erev Shabbos, you don't roast it till the night. If anyway you'd roast it to the day, so what's special about Erev Pesach Shabbos for Erev Shabbos? That's what Taisus had a problem with Rashi. Anyway you roast it at night. The only time you don't roast it at night is Erev Pesach Shalias B'Erev Shabbos. So what's the difference Erev Pesach Shalias B'Shabbos? The Torah says at least the other days you can wash it right away. And when you wash it, it won't get ruined. But on Shabbos you can't wash it. And that's why it'll get ruined. So what does Rashi hold? So the socks is Pashit. Rashi holds like this. Avada, every Erev Pesach Shalias B'Chol, the first and second cat roasted it during the day. It's only the third cat that couldn't get home in time, and they roasted at night. But the third cat, they shechted it much later. So mel is no mechmer bisra. Everybody, as soon as they finished the Pesach, they went home to roast it. So mel is no mechmer bisra. It says an Erev Pesach Shalos, but Erev Shabbos, that's when you have to roast it by day? That's when the third cat has to roast it by day. The ones who made it last, even they have to get it in by day. So that's why you gotta make it specially early. On every Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Chol, so the people who do it last, by the time they're finished, by the time they get home, they're going to roast it by night. But then it's not going to problem Michal Bishra, they made the Pesach late. The ones who make it early, they'll roast it right away. Pashup Shat. That's how the Tzlach answers our Rashi. Now the Balmar Sakasha, You have to make the Pesach later because of Michma Bishra. But why did they make the Tamid later? Whatever this reason, Makdim and Lemitzvahs. How about making the Tamid B'Shei Shumachsa and then waiting till Tei Shumachsa to make the Pesach? Why? Because the Pesach has to be not before Tei Shumachsa because of Michma Bishra. You have to make the Tamid B'Shei Shumachsa V'Sefis. Why not make the Tamid earlier? So Balamarsa's one teretz is, once they made the Tamid, everyone's in there with the Pesach. There's no way to stop them. There's no way to stop them. The Pesach is going to start. The only way to stop the Yidden from making the Pesach is by making the Tamid later. And he says another teretz, he brings from Rabbeinu Meishi, he says, was Exer Mishim Nadarim and Nadavis. You see, every Shabbos we make it B'Shmeinu Machzah, even though there's no Nadarim and Nadavis in Shabbos, because we don't want to make it different than Chol. Erev Pesach, even B'Chol, we make it earlier because we have to bring the Karbanos, the Karban Pesach afterwards. So we want to make it earlier. But here, if we're not bringing the Karban Pesach earlier, so we're going to have the Xavier of the Dharma Davis. The Marsha says this, and the Marsha is Meisel, the Fila Taisis, the Maskel B'Shmol Savar, Musaf and Kaimel and Bezichin, he says when you have a hecker that you could see that you're being Makdafisius Pesach, so you don't have Xavier Otu Nadarim and Nadavis. But when you don't have a hecker, that should make Xeret and Dharma Nadavis. So here, if you're going to make the Pesach later anyway, you're not going to have the hecker anymore. So Avad, you'll have Xeret and Dharma Nadavis. Now, what's the machloikis of Michma Bisra? Are they stam arguing the Metzias? Rabbi Shmuel is more concerned about the food spoiling, and Rabbi Kiva says it's not going to spoil. So that's a little bit schwer. I'm Avad that it's not a little bit dachuk, but it's a little bit schwer because the Gemara says if Rabbi Kiva is not chayshish for Michma Bishra, so why don't you do it Shei Shumachsa? So the Gemara answers, because Musaf and Kayv Lemzichim. Why don't you say that Rabbi Kiva holds, if you make it too early, then there will be Michma Bishra. Rabbi Shmuel holds, you got to make it 9.5 for Michma Bishra, and Rabbi Kiva holds, you make it 8.5 for Michma Bishra. Mechet Tesa, the Rabbi Kiva Bechal doesn't hold the Michma Bishra. It sounds like it's a Machlaikis, Bechal if you Cheshish. So what's the Machlaikis? Why shouldn't you be Cheshish Michma Bishra? So Miri says an interesting thing. The Miri says, we find the Masech the Shabbos, the Afkufta Zayinim and Deiz, a Machlaikis B'Shmol B'nei She'abrecha Mebrek in the Chachamim. Did they skin the Karban Pesach on Shabbos? According to Rabbi Shmuel B'nei She'abrecha Mebrek, they only skin the Karban Pesach till the chest to get out the Emirim. But the Basar remains with the skin. So there's much more of a problem Hashem Yisriach. But according to the Rabbanan, you skin the entire thing. The Gemara then goes to what the Machlaikis is. This is the machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel holds you don't skin it. Rabbi Shmuel holds like a Shmuel b'nei she'abrecha breaka, and the male you don't skin it. So male you cheshish, and the Bekiva holds like their bana. We pass like you, we pass on their bana that you do skin it. And if you skin it, there's no problem. That's one shot. I saw in the tzlach, he doesn't say this. He wants to say stuff. He makes this in the machlokes of Bayi and Rava. We have a gemara later in the Samach Dal in the midbeis. There's a machlokes of Bayi and Rava. If you say mechan and nes, the gemara that talks about whether the You allow the Dalsa Sa'azara to close themselves, or you have to close them. You say Mechan and Nes. So he says, one of the Asara Nisim that wasn't the base of Migdash, like it says in Pirkei Avos, was that the Basa Kachim was never Masriach. So maybe that's why you're not Cheshem Michma Bishra. So why would Rava hold you are Cheshem Michma Bishra? It's like the Rava holds you, not say Mechan and Nes. You gotta do your Shnadlis Kilo, there won't be a Nes. So it could be even a coin to Rava, that's Gufa the Machalikas of Akiva the Bishmol. Rabbi Kiva holds there's no problem with being same Michal and Ace. That could be another possible explanation in the Machlekes of Michma Bisra. So the Chazar over, we said about the Sugi of Michma Bisra, we said like this. We said that why would the Basar get ruined on Shabbos more than the week? Rashi says because you're not roasting it till the night. Taisa says because you're not washing it. Why didn't Taisa say like Rashi, Zuck the Tzlach? Because every Erev Pesach in a roast until night, except for Erev Pesach comes by Erev Shabbos. That's why I have to do it super early. What does Rashi hold? Zuck the Tzlach. He holds the later people that roast until night, but the earlier people roast it right away. That was the first thing we said. Then we discussed, even if you have to push off the Pesach for Michma Bishra, why would you have to push off the Tamid? So either the Pshat is because Baal Maris is one Pshat, once they made the Tamid, they can't stop everyone from making the Pesach. And the second svar is because of Xeir Nadarim and Adavis, it's already, once you're not making the Pesach immediately afterwards, it's Xeir Nadarim and Adavis, like every Shabbos. And then we discussed, what's the Machlokes of Michma Bishra? The Iri says the Machlokes is if you skin the Karban Pesach, because if you don't skin it, there's a problem. Michma Bishra, if you do, there's no problem. and I want to say in the tzlach that the shayla is if you say mechanes, because really it wouldn't be mechmer. The basa kachim is not mesriach. It's one of the asarim nisim. But the shayla is, can you be saying mechanes? So let's come for the Gemara. Abai learns that the machlokes is when you bring the Talmud and Erev Pesach Chalas B'Shamas, Rabbi Shmuel says 7.5, because Musafim Kayyim L'Mezichin, and Rabbi Kiva says 6.5, because Mezichin Kayyim L'Musafim. Rabbi also learns the machlokes is when you bring the Talmud and Erev Pesach Chalas B'Shamas, but he also carried the Shmuel as 8.5, because the Michma Bisra, and Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold the Michma Bisra, he holds 7.5, because Rabbi Kiva holds Musafim Kayyim L'Mezichin. And you have Rava Barula. Rava Barula holds that they're arguing on every Shabbos. Shabbos the Alma. And Rabbi Shmuel holds 8.5 al Gzeira of the Dharma and the Davis. And Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold the Gzeira and the Dharma and the Davis. And he holds 7.5 because Mesaf and Kaid Lemazicha. So the Rambam, now if we would pass it like Rava Barula, so Kum Dais, there's a machloikis every Shabbos when you bring the Pesach 7.5, 8.5, Alacha Kirabi Kiva Mechaveirai. So Melu, we would have to paskin that on Shabbos you would bring the Talmud on Sheva Umachsa. But the Rambam paskins that you bring on Shabbos, you bring the Talmud Shmeinu Umachsa. Not like Rava Barula. So the Chari, he means to paskin like Rava. He paskins that Erev Pesach Shechalas B'Shabbos, you bring Sheva Umachsa. According to Abaye, that's like Rabbi Shmuel. So normally you wouldn't paskin like Rabbi Shmuel, but you wouldn't paskin like Abaye. According to Rava, it's Rabbi Akiva. So Melu, the Rambam paskins like Rava, like Rabbi Akiva. Shevu Machza. But the problem is, why doesn't he pass in like Rava Barula? The Gemara is Masrim Rav Bul is a Maskana. Rav Bul asks the Kasha on Rava, and then says, Allah Rava Barula Hachikatani. So it sounds like you're passing Rava Barula. If we pass like Rava Barula, it means on every Shabbos, Rabbi Kiva says Shevu Machza. So you should pass like Rabbi Kiva. So the Lacha Mishnah says that since the Gemara brings two Brises, one of them Shver and Abaya, the other one Shver and Rava, Vaisis, we still hold like Abayin Rava. It wasn't Leinitchu Divrayim. So Melu, we pass him like Rava because he's the Mario Talmud more than Rava Barula. The Sasemis says even more Pashit. Before we have the Brises, we have one Machlaikis of Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. But now we have from the two Brises the Gemara brought, it's clear that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel argue about Erev Pesach Shalas B'Shabbos. They do argue about that. The Shaila is what do they hold? Each one, Abayin Rava, teaches each Brisa like himself. You could teach the Brisa like Abaya, that Rabbi Shmuel holds 7.5 and Rabbi Kiva holds 6.5. You could teach the Brisas like Rava, that Rabbi Shmuel holds 8.5 and Rabbi Kiva holds 7.5. And I'll go upon him, they zicha argue about Erev Pesach Shalas B'Shabbos. So once we know they argue about that, it's better to be matchik in the first Brisa and say the also to Erev Pesach Shalas B'Shabbos, rather than making up a whole new machlekes, afushi puk the lame of Shinon. And Mimela, you don't say they argue about Shabbos d'Alma. And Mimela, Shabbos d'Alma, the Mishnah says, would be Shmeinu Machsa. Now, one more inyan, which came up, that the Gemara says, Chalis b'Shabbos, Chalis b'Sheni b'Shabbos. When Erev Pesach comes down on Shabbos, it's like it comes down on Monday. So, in fact, Rashi, why don't you say it's like it comes down on Sunday? Why did it say like it comes down on Monday? So Rashi says, it picks a day. Doesn't pick, and no special reason why it said Monday. But one shot was because it said the first day that Erev Pesach come out, because Erev Pesach never could come out on Sunday, because Loi Badu Pesach, Pesach can't come out on Monday. So Mimela, it picks the first possible day that Pesach could come out. And Rashi says, no, it can't be because we're dealing with the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, the Mekadosh Al Piriyah, and Pesach come out any day of the week. So Taisus, Divya Maskel, Kilu Chal B'Sheni B'Shabbos, Taisus says, no. Even when they're Mekadosh Al Piriyah, they were very careful that Yom Kippur shouldn't come out on Sunday or on Friday. So if Pesach would come out on Monday, Rosh Hashanah would then come out on Wednesday, and then Yom Kippur would come out on Friday, and Yom Kippur, you can't have two Shabbos one after the other. He brings the Gemara in Mavura that way. Even when they're Mekadosh Al Piriyah, he brings the Gemara in Sukkah, that from the Dalam and Beis is Mavura that way. That even apply when they're Mekadosh Al Piriyah. So Mela, he also this Istam of Farshi, that there was a thing of Loi Badu Pesach. You can't make Pesach on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, because that would make Rosh Hashanah on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. And then Yom Kippur would come out either on Friday or on Sunday, or the other problem was Hashanah Rab would come out on Shabbos, whatever it is, that's the Hilchos calendar. So you had those Dechias, even when they're Mekadosh Al Piriyah. That's what Taisa says. So the Tzlach says, could be Rashi is also maskim that Rosh Hashanah can come out on Wednesday, Sunday, and Friday, even when they're Mekadosh Al Piriyah. But he says, it's like this, The ikkah was that Rosh Hashanah shouldn't come out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. That Yom Kippur shouldn't come out on Friday, shouldn't come out on Sunday. You wouldn't have two Shabbosos together. And also, we don't want a Shana Rabbah to come out on Shabbos. There are different reasons why Rosh Hashanah can't come out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. But there's no good reason why Pesach can't come out on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, except because that will make Rosh Hashanah on the wrong day. So here, there's a difference if you're Mekadosh Al-Piri or Mekadosh Al-Pi-Cheshbon. When Edom would come to Mekadosh Al-Piri, even though they engineered the calendar to make sure that Rosh Hashanah never comes out on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, but they didn't have to have the whole year set up Metchila. You could have made Pesach on Wednesday, Friday, or Sunday, and then have two Malayim, or two Chaserim. See, now that we're not Mekadosh HaPiri, the whole calendar is set up before, so the way it works is, the only 2 months that are variable is Cheshvan and Kislev. Every month goes 30-29, 30-29, 30-29, starting from Tishrei. The only ones that maybe there's 2-29s in a row, or 2-30s in a row, is Cheshvan and Kislev. So once Pesach comes, Pesach's always 30, Iyar is always 29, Sivan's always 30, Tammuz is always 29, Av is always 30, El is always 29, so whatever Pesach is going to be, that's going to influence where Rosh Hashanah is going to be. If Pesach is on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Rosh Hashanah is going to be on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, they'll have to go. But when they were Mekadosh Al-Piri, it wasn't that way. They could make Pesach on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and make one of the Chatshe Kayetz, they could make two Chaseim and two Malayim. That's like the Tzlach. So it's not the pshat that Rashi argues on Taisus Mikael V'Koel, and Rashi holds that they were Mekadosh Al-Piri, they didn't have the din of Leah Durash. Could be Rosh Hashanah, they had Loi Adirosh, even the Mekadosh HaPiriya, but they didn't have to have Loi Bandu Pesach, they didn't have to have the Pesach can't come out on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, because when the Mekadosh HaPicheshvan, it goes together, because all the months between Pesach and Tishrei are set up, they never change. But when the Mekadosh HaPiriya, they can make the summer months variable, depending when the Edom come, and arrange it that Rosh Hashanah should always come out on Sunday, and should never come out on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. I was Makatzer. If you don't know the sigi of Kiddush HaChadosh, of Kiddush Al-Piri, Kiddush Al-Picheshbon, and how the calendar works, you might not have understood. Beis Hashem, when we get to Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, I'll be Marchev more. But just the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChadosh, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, his mashma, that this whole din, that Rosh Hashanah can come out on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, is only after they stop being Mekadosh Al-Piri, and then Mekadosh Al-Picheshbon, then they have a din that Rosh Hashanah can come out on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. But when they're Mekadosh HaPiriya, Rosh Hashanah could come out on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's what the Rambam is mashma. In Chaim Kanievsky Sefer, Shekel HaKadosh, on the Bir Halacha, in the beginning of Perek Zayin, he has an Arichas about it, and has a Yishuv on the Raya from Taiz and Sukkah. Then come Makam Oid Laharich. Let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Minayin Shaloye Dava Kaidim Atomish Shal Shachar, Shanema V'arach Aleha Oilam. If Aruch Aleh Oila tells you that right after the Maracha has to come the Oila, the first thing has to be the Oila, which my Talmud, how do you know it means the Oila Satamid? Rava says the Oila, Oila Vishayna. Rashi says Oila Vishayna means the Oila Satamid. That's the Oila written first by Kabbanah Sibur. So we have a limud in this Gemara that the first carbon Yamakrav has to be the carbon Talmud. Now Taisis, the Mamaskal Oila, Oila Vishayna asks the Kasha, that here we learn it out from Oila, Oila Vishayna. And in Zvachim Daf Pei Tes, it says it's Midah Makaidim L'Musafim. You have to bring the Karban Tamid before the Karban Musaf, because it says, Mulvad Oila Sabaika Shal Oila Satamid Tasu Isaila. So you see the Oila Sabaika, Oila Satamid comes first. So what are two Joshes for? Here you have a Pasuk that no Karban can be brought before the Tamid Shal Shachar. And there you have a Pasuk telling you that the Tamid Shal Shachar comes before the Musaf. What are two Sukkim for? So Taisa says two Turutzim. First teretz is because you need a pasuk telling you that the musaf doesn't come before the tamid, and you need a pasuk telling you that voluntary karbanis nedarim and adavas don't become before the tamid. If it only said musaf, you would say dafka karban tzibur comes later, but a karban yachid maybe. Other way, the dafka karban yachid has to come later, but a karban tzibur maybe comes earlier. If it only say nedarim and adavas, so the pshat is that they're more shchiach than matzi. That's why. Dafka Musaf, which is not Shkiach, it's not Matzi, that has to come later, but the Darm Dav is a Mush Shkiach, so maybe they could come earlier. So you need a Pasuk to teach you that a Musaf comes later, you need a Pasuk to teach you that the Darm Dav is come later. That's the first Teretz HaTaisis. Second Teretz HaTaisis is that this Josh is from an Akhtara. V'arach Aleh Oila means Akhtara. You can't be Makhtar a carbon before you Makhtar the Talmud. The Josh of this is talking about Tasu, the Asiyah, meaning the Zrikas Adam, the Asiyas Adam. So you need a pasuk telling you the Akhtarik, you can't make Akhtarik before the Akhtarik Satamit. You need a pasuk telling me you can't make a Zrika before the Zrika Satamit. It's two different dinim. Rashi's mashma that way. Rashi says, Rashi says, Nikta b'marocha mishenercha shachris kaida matama shoshacha. Akhtarik. That you can't be makter anything in the marocha before the Talmud Shoshacha. That's the first thing on the marocha. You see, in Rashi, it's mashmul more than Taisis. Taisis could be, the pshat is that, in which carbon comes first? The aktar of the carbon Talmud comes before the aktar of any other carbon. Rashi's mashmul is a din in the marocha. The marocha, the first thing that you put on the marocha has to be the carbon Talmud. I saw in the Sefer Derech Yam, the Likud Sefer, Gavaldik Sefer, he starts it very nice. In Masechtas Tamid, in the second paragraph, the Afkov Tesim and Aleph, it says that when you have the Evarim Upudarim that didn't get fully burnt that night, so what do you do with them? Once it's on the Mizbech, you can continue burning it. So you put it back, when you take it off and you make the Maracha and you put it back on the Maracha. So the Mefarish there, it's not Rashi, it's the Mefarish in Tamid says, that when do you put it back? Because you're not allowed to put anything on the marocha before the Evaritam. Like it says, so when the Mishnah there says, it's Tomet Tomet, Tomet Tomet the Seder Aveda every day. The Mishnah says, what they did was, after they made the marocha, they returned, they replaced all the Evarim Abdarim that weren't fully burnt. So Zakhtam Mefarish, it means after the Akhtaris Atomet. So the Pirish Rosh says, no. Not, you don't have to wait till after the Akhtaris Atamid. Today's Karbanis can't come before the Tamid. This is yesterday's Karban. Yesterday's Karban you can put back in the Maracha. That's not being makter a Karban before the Tamid. So the Sefer Derech Yam says like this. The Mefarish is learning like Rashi here. It's a din in the Maracha. The first thing in the Maracha has to be the Tamid. It doesn't make a difference. Today's Karban, yesterday's Karban. What's the difference? You made a Maracha, you made a fire on the Mizbech. The first thing you put on the fire for Orech Aleh, you have to put the Talmud on the Mizbech, on the Maracha. You can't have anything on the Maracha before the Talmud. But the Rosh holds it in the Akrava, then in the carbon. This is the first carbon you have to bring. The Evarim Abdarim from last night, I'm not bringing that carbon. That carbon was born already. I'm just putting it back on the Mizbech. It was there before. That's not a problem. Very good. Daksa Kasanis. Now there's a Chakira. Shteit in the Gemara din minayin shaloi yedav akamul kaidem atamet shal shachar because says ha'ila ha'ila v'yishayna. Is that an iser? It's an iser. You need a carbon tamet to come before you can be made, before you can matter any other carbon to be brought. Or is that a din k'dima? Is that a din k'dima? That this carbon, it's a seder. This carbon has to be first. Is it an iser? Is it a seder? We'll see now if you mean this. As I come to Klein and Chakira, you're not going to bring a carbon before the Talmud Shachar. Is that an Isser? Is it Isser to bring Karbanis before the Talmud Shachar? Or it's a Seder? Is it Din? You have Tadr Kaidim. You have Mekudish Kaidim. You have a Din. Talmud Shachar Kaidim. The Seder has to be Talmud Shachar before other Karbanis. The Rambam in Hilchos Tamidim Umasafin says, Lefisha Osir Lahakrif Karban Klal Kaidim Talmud Shachar, Veloy Sheikhtim Karban Lacha Talmud Shabbain Abayim. It's Mashmas and Isser. As I said, Tulshev Shmuel Zavsky says, the Rambam is mashma klois in this, and not just din k'dima. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs has the mitzvahs he was meisif in the Rambam. It's mitzvah in Aleph. He says there's a mitzvah aseh which the Rambam left out called aseh da hashlama, which means that you need all the korbanos to be brought between the Talmud Shashach and Talmud Shabbein Abayim. So, not only is it mashma that it's not just the din k'dima, but he makes the din of bringing, that you can't bring a carbon before the Talmud Shel Shachar, and the din, that you can't bring a carbon after the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim, is one din. That all carbonists have to be between the two Tzmidim. Now the din that you can't bring a carbon after Talmud Shel Ben Abayim is not a din k'dima for sure. It's an iser. Once you bring the carbon Talmud Shel Ben Abayim, the Mizbeach is closed. You're not allowed to bring any more carbonists. It's not a din k'dima. It's not the pshat that other carbonists have a din k'dima before the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. No, it's in Allah Hashleim. The Karbanis have to be Muslim on the Karban Talmud Shel Shachar. You can't, once you bring the Karban Talmud Shel Abayim, you can't bring any more Karbanis. So Mamela, if it's the same din, so Avanah Din Talmud Shachar is also not Din Kedim, it's Isser. See, Rabbi Yalev Malan also, Chadush Rabbi Yalev, Chalik Aleph, the end of Simon Yad Aleph, he says, the Ramah also state, Mamash Yisei Magdor as the Ramban. Because the Ramah was discussing, why do you make the Talmud Shel Ben Arabayim later? And he says, you have to bring the Darim and the Davis. And he says, So Lecha Mishnah says, why did he bring in Tamei Shel Shachar? We're discussing Tamei Shel Bein Arbayim. It's telling you when to do the Tamei Shel Bein Arbayim. It's saying the reason why we do it later is because you can't bring Karbanos afterwards. So that's why we make it later, so you can get the Karbanos in time. So why did he mention the Tamei Shel Shachar? Zakhtyablai, because that's the din. The din is that you have to bring all the Karbanos between these two tzmi, the Mamish like the Ramban. So the kids of the Rambam and the Ramban are Mavur, that's an Issit. But if Shmuel Zavsky Tainis tases and asks the Kasha, why do I need this Ha'ila, Ha'ila Rishayna, and also the Mavad Ha'ila Sabaykir? And he says the answer, it's Shichasa, once for Musaf, once for Nadarim and Nadavis. The din of Mavad Ha'ila Sabaykir, you look at the Sugyan, Zachem Peites that brings it, that's the din of Tadakaydim. That's a din Kedima, that's for sure a din Kedima. It goes to a lot of other Dine Kedima there. It's a din Kedima. So if Taisus is asking why you need both, Vais Taisus holds this Gemara, also a din Kedima. It's not an Isser. So it's a din Kedima. The Rabbaran also says, Rabbaran Kotler, in Mishas Rabbaran Mesechus Zachem Simon Zayin Aisyad Dalin, he also says that. He also says, Taisus Mavur, this is a din Kedima, it's not an Isser. There in Aisyad Vav, he says like this, if you're going to hold like the Rambam and the Ramban, that it's an Isser. So there's two dinim. There's a Isser, and there's a din Kedima. Why do you need both? If all you have is a din Kedima, so then there's a lot of times that a din Kedima won't apply. Lamashal. Let's say you don't have a Talmud. There's no Talmud here. The Talmud's coming in 2 hours. Till now, there's not going to be a Talmud. So now, you want to bring a carbon. The din Kedima is not going to ask you to bring a carbon. When you have two things befaneinu to do, then there's a din Kedima. But if you only have one carbon you can bring, the Talmud's not here yet. There is no kevis for the Talmud here. So then you'd be allowed to bring it. Well, let's say you have like this. You have a kain from a different mishmar. The halacha is a kain from a different mishmar is allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash and bring his own karbanos. The kain from a different mishmar is coming in the morning. They didn't bring the Tamei Shel Shachar yet. And he wants to bring his own karban. You're going to say there's a din kedima? I have no shachas to the Talmud. You bring your Talmud, I bring my karban. If the same kahanim have two karbanos to bring, and then you can say which one they have to be first. Here, I'm not bringing the Talmud, I'm not from this Mishmar. I'm bringing my Shlomen. You have to bring a Talmud, you don't have to bring my Shlomen. I'm bringing my Shlomen. There's no din Kedima if two different people are bringing two different Karbanos. So Mamela, it's Zicha, the Isser is being Kail more than din Kedima. I can ask the other way. There's anyway an Isser to bring anything Kailim a Talmud, so why does the Gemara have a Pasuk, the din Kedima? The Teretz is, the din Kedima is Negeil, the Mashal, let's say only have one Karban. So which one do you do? Let's say only have one Kevis. You can either use it for a Talmud or a Musaf. So then, is it in Kedima to use it for a Talmud? Also, the Din Kedima teaches you to other places. You learn at the Din of Tata Kaidim to other places. But L'chayr, the Pshad is two Dinim. Vada El Sabaik is a Din Kedima, and Ayla Ayla Rishayn is a Din Isser. As always, Dr. Marin. Now, you can clarify Shaila like this. It says you can't bring a carbon before the Talmud Shel Shachar. Could you bring a carbon Talmud at the exact same time as the Talmud Shel Shachar? So the Chayr is telling this Chakira. If the Pshad is a Din Kedima, so Din Kedima is not going to be Shel bringing it at the same time. At least that's what the Mikdash David of David Rappaport, Simon Tess, Ais Aleph from Shmuel Zevsky here, Nemzan. Din Kedima doesn't tell you you can't do it at the same time. The B'chadon Grad of Kevit Shurim here is Mashma even Vasachas is a Chsar in Kedima. But Al Kopanim, Pashas, if it's Din Kedima, you can do it at the same time. If it's an Isser, then the Chayr, the Pshad is, that the issue is that you need the Talmud Shel Shachar first before you can bring another carbon. So the same time would be Asir. Now also you have another Shaila. Let's say there happens not to be a Talmud. We're not bringing a Talmud today. It was brought to our Talmud. But you happen to have other carbonus. Are you allowed to bring other carbonus? If it's a Din Kedima, of course. If you're not going to bring the Talmud, you still can bring other carbonus. If it's an issue, look, you're not. If you don't have a Talmud, you can't bring any carbon. So in the Chiddush of Shmuel, Shozovsky says it's Mavur Mesechus Menachas Nafim Tes that if there is no Talmud, you could still bring a Musaf. Think about it close. Which one do you bring? It's Mavur there. If there is no Talmud, you could still bring a Musaf. And he says the Gemara Erech and Nafi Beis is Mavur that in Yud Zayin Tamas was bought all the Talmud, they still brought other Karbanas. And he brings also the Ravid says it in the end of the first parak of Mesechus Talmud that if there is no Talmud, you can bring other Karbanas. So if it's Kedim is good, but if it's an Issa, what's the Pshat? So I saw in the Mishnah Sirbaran that else, even if it's an issue, you could say, the issue is that when there's Tmidim, all the Kabbalists have to be within the Tmidim. If there's no Tmidim, so there's no issue. The Isser is when there's a Talmid. Yeah, it makes sense. They say over for the Rav, it's in the notes in the Kisrei Grizim Menachos, that even if you say there's an Isser, the Isser is only Kol's man, it's his man Talmid. The Isser will be until Dalet Shais, until Chatzais, whenever the Zman HaTamid is. After the Zman HaTamid is gone, you can't bring the Talmud Shashachar anymore, then there won't be any Isser. Rav Aaron is saying, if you're not bringing a Talmud, there's no Isser. The Rav is saying, as long as it's a Zman HaTamid, you can say there's an Isser. But once it's over the Zman HaTamid, you can't bring a Talmud. If you can't bring a Talmud, you can't say there's an Isser to bring it before the Talmud. It's already after the Zman HaTamid, so then there wouldn't be an Isser anymore. That's how the Rav answers why, if there's no Talmud, you can still bring other Karbanis.